everyone. Welcome to episode 17 of the First Love Club. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope that you'll be inspired, blessed, and encouraged by this show. Today, we're going to talk about five things to do in your God time. Now, I will be transparent and say that I'm not as disciplined as Corey about making time every day for a specific set God time. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Corey has to say about this topic, and I'm trying to fit that into my life and be more disciplined. I know some of you probably are as well. So Corey, I would love to hear what you have to say about this topic and share your heart with us.
Okay. Well, Tracy, just to be clear, I have not ever been disciplined at all about God time. This is the first year ever being a Christian that I have really worked at it. And it's just been the one habit, the one thing I've focused on to try to get right. And mostly it's because I just wanted to develop a closer relationship with God. And one way in which, you know, having a relationship with Him is being in His Word, you know, reading the Bible. And so I really wanted to make sure that I was doing that. And for me, the morning ends up being the best time. I like to start my day with that. I've read so many blog posts, and so many people encourage other Christians to do your God time, your quiet time, your morning time, however you want to call it, in the morning. So I wanted to give some encouragement to those of us who struggle with that, about having God time in the first place. And we did do a show on this topic, the importance of God time, a few months ago, but I wanted to kind of elaborate and give you some other ideas of things you can do during your God time. So some people like hear God time and they chalk it up to, oh, that's when I pray to God. And prayer is awesome, and I encourage everyone to do that. But for me, prayer is something I do throughout the day, all the time. I feel like I'm in this running conversation with the Lord. So my quiet time, I've noticed, tends to not be so much prayer as it is this opportunity for God to speak to me. So with that kind of mindset, I go into it wanting to hear from God, and I position myself to hear from God. So some reminders about why, you know, it's important to make this time. It's important to make this time, not finding the time, make the time. Just like you wouldn't be satisfied having a conversation once a week with your husband or your children, this is the same way. God wants us to be there more than just on Sunday morning. He wants us to be there every day to speak with them, to hear from Him. He is so willing to share, to download, to direct us, to give us encouragement. And He does that through the Word. He does that through talking to us. And so making the time for this is super important. Aim for at least 30 minutes and try to make it the start of your day so God doesn't get your leftovers. You know, when you do things in the evening, when you're exhausted, I think it's a little harder to kind of be open to hearing Him. You're kind of tired. You're distracted. A lot of times it's that time of the day where we're trying to settle down with family or your husband, your significant other. So it's a little harder to, I think, kind of separate yourself and go have that quiet time. At least that's the impression I get for most people with families. It'd be harder to do it in the evening. And you want to find a place where you can be in private with the Lord. And we are actually given a little bit of direction from this, from the Bible itself in Matthew 6:6. It says, "But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And then your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So we are sort of directed to have this kind of private place for you to speak with God, to you, for you to hear from God. Does that make sense?
I already have a question. What about someone that works full time and maybe they have small children, they have to get them to daycare, you know, they have a lot to do in the morning. When would you recommend them doing it?
You know, Tracy, that is the number one thing that most people struggle with is, you know, I'm getting ready in the morning. And so what everyone suggests who have made this a discipline is you simply have to get up earlier. You have to get up earlier from your family in order to have that private time. And it does. It takes a little work because some of us aren't morning people. But I, you know, if anything I've learned is when I've been on Pinterest and I pin a lot of posts about developing a morning routine, there are so many pins I've run across that say how to become a morning person, how do you big baby step your way into that? And I had to do that myself because my nature is not to want to like jump into a routine right away, either, nor get up earlier. But I have been making it a point, and over time, just I would say, how long did they say it takes to make a habit of something?
Is it 27 days or 20 days? It's something like that. 21 days, maybe. I think it's 21 days, 3 weeks.
Yeah. Carving out an extra 30 minutes in the morning. It might sound difficult at first, but oh, so worth it.
Well, you know, I don't like people to talk to me when I first get up. So, you know, I kind of want to, you know, there's some people have a coffee mug that say, do not speak until I have coffee. And so I was thinking that would actually be a good thing because instead of having to kind of face the world and people talk to you, you could just go somewhere and be like, I'm going to read the Bible now. I'll listen to God. Right? He can talk to me.
Do not interrupt me. I'm going into my God time chamber.
Right.
So yes, that sacred time in the morning, and moms who, you know, have their stay at home moms and their whole day is just with kids, you know, they're never really alone. I have read many, many blog posts that from these women that say, I love my God time. I love getting up before my family because it's the one part of the day where I am guaranteed to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's a rewarding discipline to do that. But I personally, I don't have experience having done that when I had a daughter, you know, that I had to get off to school and everything. But I would imagine that it would be no different. It's simply setting my alarm earlier. So because I kind of keep what I feel is like a running dialogue throughout the day, I do have a prayer time as part of my God time. But again, I try to make the majority of my time about listening to God. So I came up with some ideas, some things that I've been kind of doing recently and some resources that I found that I thought would be really helpful to share. And that might encourage you to kind of incorporate some of these things. And you can kind of switch up your God time. So maybe on Mondays you do one of these things and Wednesdays you do another. So you kind of try to keep that activity fresh, and that might help you stay more engaged in doing it, especially in the beginning when you're trying to establish that routine. So here's my 5 things you can do in your God time. So number 1 is Bible reading. This is kind of my go-to. I always start my morning off with my reading my daily Bible. It's a very short read, and reading my daily Bible means that I know I'm on the path to completing reading the entire Bible in a year. And that's a really good feeling. So I never want to miss it. That little like goal setter in me is just really excited about being able to say, yes, I've completed it this year. So, but there are other ways of reading the Bible that you don't need a special Bible to do. I like having my daily Bible, but I also found a great website that had many different ways of reading the Bible. And it came with free printables, and they make it super easy to visit their website, and you can just download which plan works for you. And I do not know how to pronounce this. So it's Legionnaire Ministries. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes for these resources that I'm sharing. So Legionnaire Ministries is awesome. And I've actually seen quite a few Christians mention this website. They give you a variety of reading plans, and they tell you how long the duration is, you know, for each plan, how you can become done in 1 year, mostly is what they've indicated here, and you can download a PDF for each plan. So there's a daily reading plan to finish the Bible in a year. You can do it 5 days a week. So there's a plan for just reading it Monday through Friday, and then you can do something different on Saturday and Sunday. There's a way of reading the Bible by topic, and then there's a read at your own pace. So they have a reading chart, so you can just check off as you complete different sections. And then that way you can kind of read whatever you like, whatever you feel inspired to read. But I think this is a fantastic resource, the fact that there are so many different types of reading plans on this site. Some of them you'd be completing the Bible in 3 years, so you're reading a little slower, a little differently. But they have a lot of them on here. I am scrolling through their website, and it's taking me a while to get to the bottom. So there's definitely something for everyone, and it makes it more fun when you can kind of switch up what you're doing if you've never tried it before, or if you have read the Bible before, the entire thing. I have read the Bible from cover to cover, but I couldn't tell you how many times I've read something and thought I've read it for the very first time. So that is one thing you can do during your Bible time.
Well, I was just thinking about how my husband has a 30-minute commute to his office. He goes to a few days a week, and he was going there 5 days a week for a while. And we have this audio book series called The Word of Promise. Have you heard of that? It's Jim Caviezel does the voice of Jesus, and he was Jesus in the Passion. And then he has all these other great actors doing all the characters of the Bible. And I just remembered how that my husband used to listen to that every day. And he, knowing him, he was also reading his Bible every day. But I was thinking how that if you're someone who already has to get up really early, your commute might actually be a good time for your God time. If you could listen to an audio version of the Bible, and then you could pray while you're on the way as well.
I think that's an awesome idea, Tracy. For those of you who are commuting, having something really uplifting and encouraging to listen to like that, the Word of God, and giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to speak to you while you listen, it would be wonderful. So is that something that we can add a link to?
Sure, yeah. And also, awesome. Of course, there are lots of different audio Bibles. You can get Audible, which is a service that you get. I'm sure they have a Bible, but I bet there are some free versions even online. But you know, some people have like an hour commute, and you know they get bored. That's a lot of people listen to podcasts. I'm sure there are people listening to this right now as they're commuting. I think that would just be a good use of your time because you get so bored sitting there.
Can you imagine how much of the Bible you would get through if you had an hour commute every day?
Exactly. Okay. So what's next?
So one of our early shows that we did, one of our first shows was How to Pray, and it was an acronym, P-R-A-Y, and P stood for praise. And one of the things that I have been doing lately is gathering different psalms that I wanted to read back to God to praise him. Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do is go through like a list. Sometimes like if we're writing down things that we're grateful to God for, things that he's done for us during the day or week, it's really awesome to come back and circle back to that list and share that with him. Maybe you set up a day during the week where, you know, on Tuesdays I do praise during my session, my God time. So I found a list of psalms on this website called BeliefNet that were just about praising God and praising him for different things, which I thought was really cool. So Psalm 8, which you can read through to the Lord, is praising him for his magnificence. Psalm 150 is praising him with music. Psalm 111 is praising his works and deeds. Psalm 100 is a praise of gratitude. Psalm 76 is praising his power. Psalm 65 is praising his creation. Psalm 146 is praising his mercy. I did not realize that those psalms kind of had themes like that, nor would I don't know how I would have easily found all those psalms if I had looked for it, you know, on my own. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a really great resource, was this whole list of psalms and just repeating back to him, like sharing with him these beautiful words, probably mostly written by David, no doubt, to the Lord.
Well, you know, that really reminds me of how you're known for listing. And a lot of times you've had prompts about listing gratitude and the things you're grateful for. And that really would be a great thing to do in your God time, is maybe every day you could just start listing a bunch of things you're grateful for. And when you were talking about that psalm of gratitude, that would be a great one to, if you were going to focus on that one day, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I haven't really decided, like I've been spending a lot of time this last week, kind of gathering my little resources, and I want to create a special prayer binder. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be in a planner. It's going to be in an actual little half letter size binder. And I have been planning out this project in my head now and gathering some of the things I want to put in it, but I want to have a section in there that's all for praise. So I want to spend time praising God. Mm-hmm. I want to spend time telling him how awesome he is. And so I think a lot of us kind of struggle with the words. You know, how many times can you say, God, you're awesome? Mm-hmm. So I want to find things like this and write them out or type them up and put them in there. And I want to like really get this into my spirit about reminding myself constantly about how awesome my Father is, how wonderful his works are. And so I think that it's just a really good discipline of just trying to get that word into your heart and being able to share these with the Lord. I mean, I don't know how many people, if you were the only Christian, your job was just, hey, we appoint you to be the praiser. You're the praiser of God. How seriously would you take that job? You know, I don't know how many of God's kids spend time telling him that. So when you think about it, like, this is a great opportunity for you to feel like I'm the one whose job that is. I got to tell God how wonderful he is.
I think he'll do a lot more for us if we praise him for what he's already done.
Indeed. And this is just a really great way. So in including the, you know, the list of your own list that you have of things, you know, and that he's done for you in your life, this is a list that you can easily just incorporate into your praising, of some Psalms right there in the Bible.
So would you say those Psalms out loud, like all those Psalms you listed in your God time, would you just read those out loud, or would you do like one per day, or how would you do that?
I would probably do one per day, and I would, as I was reading it, I would probably ad-lib my way through it. Sometimes I find myself doing it, which is why I'm so interested in making this part of my day, because I see myself coming up with things to say. I hear myself getting stronger in the things that I am inserting and the things that I am noticing and the things that I'm remembering from other parts of the Bible that I've read, you know, that I can remind God of other things, other magnificent things you've done by incorporating things that I've read from the Bible. I hear myself saying it. I'm like, wow, it's really getting into my thinking process. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a good reminder right there. Like, this is why we're supposed to read the word, so that we're reminded of how amazing God is and why we're Christians in the first place.
Right.
So number three of something you can do during your God time is worshiping God. Now, Tracy, I would think this would be really easy for you because you love music so much and you have such a beautiful voice and you sing.
Thank you.
So I would imagine this would come easy for you. So those of us who are not gifted with beautiful voices, I don't tend to sing too much on my own, but I have created a special playlist of music. And I use YouTube a lot as kind of like my go-to for creating playlists. But you can use Spotify is another great free thing to gather music and use for this reason. Or iTunes, you can, you know, purchase music and just create this special playlist that you only listen to for this reason. And that's why it's like a treat when you get to hear the music. So I'm going to link my personal playlist in the show notes that I'm using currently. I like to switch it up. So right now I'm listening to a lot of gospel songs. And they're, because I use YouTube, they're accompanied by a video so you can actually see the performer singing. And it's just beautiful. Because I can't sing, I just appreciate those so much who can. And I love watching them sing and how just the beautiful look on their faces. They just are in such a different place. You can tell that worship is such a special place for them. And it's very inspiring to me. And I love singing along with it, convincing myself that I sound as good as they do. And the thing is, though, is that even if I don't, God still loves it. And it reminds me, Tracy, I didn't share this with you, but a few weeks ago, I went to church and we sat in a different section than we normally do. And about, it was a very small, I call it the introvert section, because it was this tiny little section that was like off to the side all by itself. And there was like a handful of people sitting in there. And during worship, about a few rows back, was a lady who sung so loud and so off key. Oh, and so, like, she didn't know all the words. She made up
some words. But she sang loud anyway.
But she was singing loud. And so, but rather than be like annoyed, or rather than kind of like, you know, thinking it foolish. What I realized, you know, instantly is that God loves every single word that's coming out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. He loves hearing her enthusiasm. Just it overshadowed all the mistakes that she was making. The way, you know, I wouldn't sing that loud if I knew I couldn't sing well. And that's the, right. That's the difference. She didn't care. She just wanted to sing to God. And it was like, it's such a little humbling lesson for me. God only hears this beautiful melody coming out of her mouth. So for those of us who are not blessed with singing, please consider that, you know, in church, at home, and in private, God doesn't care what we sound like. He's just so thrilled that we're opening our mouth and singing to him at all.
Absolutely. I regularly break out into a hymn or some gospel song at home, probably 10 times a day. But I will say, when I get ready to read the Bible or have God time, I really like to put on an instrumental soundtrack. It just started pouring down rain. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear that. But I like to put on an instrumental soundtrack because I will start singing along and it distracts me. So I'm opposite from you. I can't have something with words because I automatically will just start singing and I'll forget everything I'm doing. So we are a piano player at church. I go to a church called Christ Church Nashville. And our piano player and music director is Christopher Phillips. And he has lots of CDs of him playing. And so on my Pandora, I actually added him as an artist, and it put a whole station of him playing on my Pandora. Oh, so now I can just tell my Google Mini to play Christopher Phillips on Pandora, and it comes out into the room. But also, I watch my church services on YouTube because our praise and worship is so wonderful that I want to hear it again in our choir singing. So that's another thing. If you love your church and it's on YouTube and you want to just kind of go back to that place where you were on Sunday morning, you can turn that on YouTube.
That is a wonderful thing about YouTube, and I'm not sure how many of us realize how much Christian material is on YouTube. It's incredible. And that's how I've gotten to enjoy, like, Dr. Tony Evans and his sermons, and Priscilla Shire. They're not only do they personally have their own YouTube channels, but then there are other people who've uploaded additional content as well. So one of the channels is my go-to for instrumental music is Dappy T Keys. And Tracy, this guy, he does hours long worship piano playing.
And this is on YouTube?
On YouTube. They can be 3 to 4 hours long.
Wow.
And he's not like looping it. He's playing the whole time. This is part of
his him up.
Gift. He's actually a pastor as well. He's a worship pastor, but he plays this music and it's designed for you to kind of, I don't know if you've heard that term soaking,
mm-hmm.
just to soak in the Lord's presence,
mm-hmm.
to just be filled with the Spirit. So this is what his ministry is creating this beautiful, like, in his own worship time. This is him. He plays it, and the songs can range to songs that you recognize to just sweet piano playing. So he'll kind of drift into one song and then into another. And I find myself, we listen to him all day practically.
Wow. Love that. I'm going to look him up.
Yeah. We listen to him in the RV.
And do you have it just like on a laptop and you have speakers connected, or how do you do that?
We actually listen to it through our television. So a lot of
TVs
have the YouTube app. Yeah. So you can program it. And his whole his whole channel is nothing but these very lengthy videos of piano playing.
Wow.
It's so soothing. It is just, it just creates this calming presence around us constantly. So even when we're working, we just have this lovely piano music. It's kind of reminds me of like when you go into Nordstrom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have Nordstrom out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For years they've had like piano players, right? So when you walk in, there's a guy wearing a suit or tuxedo and playing the piano.
Oh no, I've never seen that in person.
Yeah, they have that out here on the West Coast. A lot of the Nordstrom have a guy sitting there playing while you shop, and it makes you feel like you're having this luxury experience, which is the whole thing. So that's what I sort of am reminded by, the having my own personal piano player.
Well, that's one reason I love Hobby Lobby, is they play instrumental hymns, and I always say it's my happy place because, you know, I'm just walking along and I'm singing along. I'm the only one singing.
It's really easy to find instrumental hymns on YouTube, on Spotify, and to create that kind of playlist for yourself so that you aren't tempted to be singing, while you're reading the Bible, right, or, you know, you're doing your prayer time with the Lord. So worship is such a wonderful time to do this. One of the things too with worship is that I'll sometimes, like, some songs are really moving to me, and I'll even get up from where I'm sitting and put my arms up and praise God, mm-hmm, and worship God all by myself here in my little craft space, which I would encourage you to do. I would encourage anyone to do that. God is, I just feel like He's so pleased with us when we are moved. We're so inspired to worship Him spontaneously. Another channel on YouTube that I love is Bethel TV. Bethel is one of the churches here in California. It's a mega church. They put out some of the most spectacular music ever, and their videos are eye candy. They're just gorgeous. Some of the videos they have are just so stunning. And my husband will listen to the same song over and over again. He has no problem doing this. So I feel like we listen to, like, the same six songs constantly. But that's another channel that I love. So I will link those below in the show notes too.
Christian YouTube videos probably could have been its own episode, right? YouTube okay, for Christians. Yeah.
Note for a future show. Okay. So number four for your God time is journaling. This is a great opportunity to use one of the many notebooks we probably all have sitting around, and keep it out with you. So whether you're reading your Bible or you're praying, you have somewhere to jot down any things that come to mind. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring things to mind as I'm reading or praying, and it's really nice to be able to jot that down. Sometimes that's how God speaks to us. And recording those things are really important, because when you're done, you can forget that thing that you heard or was said to you, or the impression you got, or somebody that was brought to mind. Those kinds of things get kind of lost, because generally I find I'd kind of get on with my day pretty quickly after my God time. So I have learned to keep a notebook. And when reading the Bible, especially during your Bible reading, this is a good place. That notebook is a good place to have handy for writing down what the passages reveal about God and how you can apply it to your life. You can also take this time to record your praise, you know, praising God and thanking Him at that moment. Sometimes when I read things, I'm moved to really be appreciative of how God works in our life. For instance, yesterday I was reading in 1 Samuel about how Saul had just been chosen king. And Samuel, his job was to anoint him and kind of declare him king. And he's, you know, he was telling Saul and telling the people essentially, you know, God was your king. You guys want to be like everybody else and have this, you know, have this mortal man be your king, but God was your king. He battled for you. He's been faithful to you. By choosing a king, you are ensuring that your sons will be called off to battle. They'll be, the king can do anything he wants. You are at his mercy, where God doesn't operate that way. And it was just, I don't know, it was so eye-opening to me, Tracy, how blessed we are to live in this time that we're allowed to have this personal connection to God, that we don't need to use a prophet to speak to Him, that He doesn't use a prophet to speak to us, that we can go to Him directly, that we can have this personal relationship, and that God can be the king of our heart. We don't need a king to rule over us the way that it used to work then. It was such an epiphany. And so having a journal nearby to kind of record that, those are kind of thoughts sometimes you'll have that will get lost in the wind. You know, you'll forget you had that thought. So having a journaling during your God time is a really great way of memory keeping your walk with the Lord. And number five for spending time in your God time is scripture writing. So the discipline of writing scripture is a great one. You can simply copy a scripture into your journal that really moved you, that you read during your Bible time, that you've been trying to memorize, that you can write that down. Or you can get creative with your crafting supplies like I do. So for me, just writing it down is not enough. I must embellish it with washi stickers.
That's the fun part.
It is. So, and there are two really great sources for doing this. And for, you know, sometimes rather than digging up your own scriptures, it's nice to have someone give you kind of like a guided list of scriptures. So the Faithful Life Challenge that I host every month is one of those. So we do scripture writing, although I would say that my community is more about scripture crafting. So I have a free list of prompts that are available every single month, and you can find them on theresetgirl.com. And if you are on there, there is a little little link that says join up on my navigation, and it'll say the Faithful Life Club. So you can go there, click there, and you will see how to join the club. And then you can go ahead and you are directed to where the prompts are as well to get your free prompts. And there's even a video I have up there to show you how I personally do my scripture writing with all my fun crafting supplies. Another really wonderful place to get scripture prompts is BibleGirlPodcast.com. So Jessica she's also on Podbean like we are, but she has scripture writing lists. If you look in the sidebar on her website, she even has all of her scripture writing challenges. She has them even formatted by like letter size for your traveler's notebook, awesome, for the A5 plan, right? So you can download the prompts for the month there, and then you can also listen to her messages as well. She actually has almost 100 different podcast episodes on her channel. And I have listened to her before. I love her scripture writing challenges. So that's another great resource to get them from if you want someplace to start where someone has kind of already done the work for you. I try to theme, and I think she does too, kind of theme the little writing challenges so that you're kind of focused on scriptures that all fit a certain theme. So those are two really great places to find scriptures for this kind of fun activity. So that's five things to do during your God time: Bible reading, praising God, worshiping God, journaling, and scripture writing. You can kind of like do a mishmash of them, you know, pretend like you're kind of like, pretend it's your own personal church, right? And you're kind of creating your church program every day. I'm going to do a little bit of worship. We're going to do a little bit of Bible reading together. We're going to do a little bit of praising. I mean, you're kind of creating your own schedule, and you can kind of mix that up throughout the week. You can focus on one thing each day during the week. You can do Saturday and Sunday. You can do something. You can take those days off, go to church on Sunday, do something totally different on Saturday, or just take the day off. You can create your own little schedule. You can start this discipline by just doing it once or twice a week, just trying to get started. You know, baby step your way. Pick the ones that are like the most exciting to you and just start with those. Whatever it takes to create this more of a lifelong habit is, I say, good to do. So those are five awesome ideas of things that you can do during your God time. And, you know, going forward, just to create the habit, you can just kind of pick one or two items from that list to kind of, you know, dictate your God time for each day. You can just focus on one thing each day. You can mix it up. You can do a little of this and a little of that. It's your own, you know, this is your own personal time, and whatever is most exciting to you to start with. This is all about trying to create this lifelong habit. So, I am actually going to do probably like a little mishmash of things, I think, starting this week. I have personally not incorporated all of these things into one God time sessions, but that would be great if you are finding that you like switching things up throughout your time and how much time you're able to do, you know, spend with God each day. But I hope that that encourages you and gives you some great ideas of things you can do during that precious time with Him.
When you were saying it's like your own personal church, it reminded me of when I was little and we would set the chairs up in the living room and set them up like church. And then, did you ever do that?
I didn't go to church as a kid. So yeah, I missed out on that
kind of stuff. Thinking you were going to say that. And I was thinking maybe this is something people do in the South, but we always set the dining room chairs up like in rows, like church. And then one of us would be the worship leader and one of us would be the pastor.
Oh my gosh. We played church.
We did. But I was thinking about how, you know, we just finished 13 years of homeschooling with my daughter. And every day for 13 years, she started her day off reading the Bible. So she actually has cultivated that habit, and she's more disciplined about it than I am because it was part of her curriculum. And so what a great thing if you're someone with small children to get into the habit of doing this and then teach your children as well that every day should start with God time, reading your Bible, and I think it will change who they are as people. So that would, if you have small children, I just felt like I wanted to encourage you, not just for yourself, but to create that habit in them as well.
I totally agree. I think that's an awesome idea.
Well, this has been very inspiring, and I like the idea of having a plan. I think that if you have some fun things to do, like journaling, maybe you can add your little stickers and craftiness into it before you actually have your God time. Then it gives you a place to do it that's creative and do your journaling and your scripture writing and everything. And that just adds an element of fun and craftiness to it. So I think that that's always good to add in. It gives you a little something extra to look forward to in the morning. And I like the idea of starting it off. I think that there are people who might have to do it in the evening, and that's okay too. I might be one of those people.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And I hope that I haven't made anyone feel bad. If that's when you have to do it, it's better to do it then than not right. do it at all.
Right, sure. Well, we thank you so much for listening this week, and we hope that you were blessed. And if you have feedback or want to send us a comment, you can email us at hello@thefirstloveclub.com. We will list the links and resources that Corey mentioned in the show notes, so we hope you'll check those out as well. So we look forward to another show next week. We hope you'll tune in then. And until then, have a blessed week.
Bye, everybody.